Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to go musically to Hawaii, go around the corner, and celebrate the birthdays of Joe Young and Walter Barnes. Now, the last time I was in Hawaii was 44 years ago, until week before last, that is, when I was there for a few days for a short business trip. I did, however, manage to get a day and a half to myself and went kayaking in Kaneohe Bay and snorkeling at Coconut Island and did some sightseeing around Honolulu, including the Helona Blowhole and the Hanauma Bay Nature Preserve. So here are some rapidly rotating records about Hawaii, starting off with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Dreaming of the blue skies, bluer than the sea, blue Hawaii, blue Hawaii. I can see two blue eyes smiling just for me. I used to yuka yuka lady too. To my Honolulu was like a Honolulu honeymoon. Ah, my heart is yearning. I'm returning to blue Hawaii. I'm so blue for you. Thank you.
About the only thing Hawaiian in that set was the word Hawaii in the titles. We started off with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the vocal duo of Charles Gaylord and Jack Fulton, and Blue Hawaii, or Hawaia as they and Arthur Godfrey would say. Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. Blue Hawaii was written by Abel Baer, Irving Caesar, and Ira Shuster and recorded March 15, 1929. That was followed by Julian Webster and his Bay State Aces with Hawaiian Patrol. I have no idea who Julian Webster is, but the Bay State is Massachusetts, which is about as far from Hawaii as you can get. Rust shows only four sides for the band, two on Edison in July of 1927 and two on Pathé Actuel, one being Hawaiian Patrol from around September of 1927. Hawaiian Patrol was written by Anna C. Brock, and there's probably some historical military significance to that song, but if so, I don't know what it is. I did find out that Fort Shafter is the oldest military base in Oahu and was established by the Army on June 22, 1907. We finished up with Gowan's Rhapsody Makers and Sunny Hawaii, written by Sam H. Stept and Al Bernard. The Gowan in Gowan's Rhapsody Makers refers to Brad Gowan, who played cornet and clarinet, and one of the vocal duo was Frank Cornwell. That Jeanette 78 was made on January 20th, 1927, and the group made just two other sides, one of which was I'll Fly to Hawaii. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For no particular reason, we're going to go musically around the corner, beginning with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Around the corner.
I always want to go around the corner and under the tree. The handsome major made love to me. He kissed me once, he kissed me twice. It wasn't just the thing to do, but gosh, it was so nice.
then went away and stayed away while every night I stand
around the corner and under the tree.
The cruel major's forgotten me. He wrote a note, here's how it went.
I would have married you, but couldn't get my wife's consent.
Just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on a corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charm, but strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. So let's cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Love's waiting just around the corner. Love's waiting just around the corner. Love's waiting just around the corner.
Forlorner, when you keep me on a corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms, but strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. Say, let's just cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Yes, I'm around you.
Thank you. sweet little girl like you. An attic would be heaven if there's just room for two. For any corner is a cozy corner with a sweet little girl like you. Everywhere you stray, shadows run away, for they know there's no room. And through rainy hours, there instead of showers, we see flowers in bloom. It's great to face the future with happy days in view. For any corner is a cozy corner with a sweet little girl like you.
Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal by Wes Vaughn, and Any Corner is a Cozy Corner with a Sweet Little Girl Like You, from October 5th, 1931. Any Corner is a Cozy Corner was written by the team of Charles O'Flynn and Max Rich. Charles O'Flynn is best known for Smile, Darnya, Smile, and for novelties such as Who Threw Confetti and Angelo's Spaghetti, while Max Rich brought us My Bluebird Was Caught in the Rain. Before that, it was Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, with the vocal group The Eaton Boys, and Love is Just Around the Corner, from October 19, 1934. Love is Just Around the Corner was written by Leo Robin and Louis Gensler, and is from the Bing Crosby picture Here Is My Heart, which also featured its June and January. We began that corner set with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, with an unidentified vocalist on Around the Corner. Earl K. Brent wrote the lyrics, and Brent and Roger Edens wrote the music. That recording is from June 5th, 1930. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. We started the show with some Rapidly Rotating Records about Hawaii, or at least with Hawaii in the title, but Paul Whiteman, Julian Webster, and Brad Gowan aren't exactly Kama'ainas. That's Hawaiian for a longtime resident or native of Hawaii. So for this set, we'll hear some real Hawaiians, beginning with David Kaanohi and his Honoluans, who are in a canoe.
Of all the things I used to do, back on the shores of Waikiki in a canoe. I used to sing a melody to all the fishes that I knew, as I go paddling out to sea in a canoe. I'd give the world to get back where I can be by the sea, and maybe someday I'll find someone who really cares for me. I only live in memory of all the things I used to do, back on the shores of Waikiki in a canoe. Thank you. I'd give the world to get back where I can be by the sea. And maybe someday I'll find someone who really cares for me. I only live in memory of all the things I used to do back on the shores of Waikiki in a canoe.
Thank you. I'll go roaming to you whom I love best. When the sun goes down, my memories fade to the land of
Well, there you have some real Hawaiians. We began with David Keanohi and his Honoluans, who were in a canoe in the late 30s. David Keanohi performed for many years under the stage name Johnny Pineapple. Next, it was Tau Moe's Hawaiian Jazzities and Ualike Noalike, which translates as My Heart's Choice. That record was made in Shanghai, China in 1934, where Tau Moe and his wife Rose, who was the vocalist, had been touring for 7 years. That was followed by Salho Opee's Novelty Trio and Hano Hano Hawaii from April 16, 1928. Salho Opee was born in Honolulu in 1902 and went to Hollywood in the early 20s, where he played in a Western band sponsored by Hoot Gibson and appeared in a number of Hollywood movies. Playing saxophone in that recording is another famous Hawaiian musician, Andy Iona, who was also a fine arranger and composer. We finished up with Kalama's Quartet with When the Sun Goes Down from October 20, 1929. Bill Kalama formed his quartet in New York City in the mid-20s, and they began their recording career with Edison in 1926, where they made 12 sides before signing with OK. I'm the Howley Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and as a podcast on iTunes.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Born on the same day as the United States of America, July 4th, but a few years later, in 1889, was lyricist Joe Young, writer of such classics as I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, I'm Sitting on Top of the World, and Dinah. He began his career as a singer for music publishing firms in New York City, and his first songwriting hit was in 1914 with Don't Blame It All on Broadway, which was recorded by the Peerless Quartet. He was a charter member of ASCAP in 1914 and was one of its directors from 1926 to 1939. He teamed up with co-lyricist Sam M. Lewis in 1916, a partnership which lasted into the 1930s. They wrote for the Broadway show Robinson Crusoe Jr., which included the songs Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go with Friday on Saturday Night and Yakahoola Hickey Doola, both of which were recorded by Al Jolson. The pair collaborated with composers Walter Donaldson, Ray Henderson, Harry Axt, and Harry Warren, and produced hits including How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm, 5'2", Eyes of Blue, and I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. After 1930, Joe Young continued writing lyrics, but worked solo and never collaborated with another lyricist. Composers he worked with during this period included Fred Allert, Carmen Lombardo, and Mort Dixon. Joe Young died in New York City on April 21, 1939. Here are three from the pen of Joe Young. Thank you.
coming. As sure as you're born, there's a new day coming. Don't look so forlorn, see that new day dawning. Let's all knock on wood, neighbors say good morning. It's gonna be good, new world singing. It's gonna be fine, new clothes swinging on everyone's line. Joy bells ringing for your folks and mine. There's a new day coming soon.
The Midnight Minstrels, a show band directed by Billy Cotton, which appeared on stage, radio, and television into the 1960s, and There's a New Day Coming, recorded in London on July 7, 1933. Milton Ager composed the music, and the Joe Young lyrics were sung there by Sam Brown and a trio. Before that, it was Australian Jimmy Elkins and his Winter Garden Orchestra with an unidentified vocal on My Sighing Siamese from January 18, 1928. Vincent Rose wrote the music, and Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young the words. We began our tribute to Joe Young with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with yet another unidentified vocalist on Just a Night for Meditation, written by Joe Young, Sam Lewis, Lou Pollock, and Arthur Lang. That Columbia 78 was waxed May 31st, 1928.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, July 8th, marked the birth in 1905 in Vicksburg, Mississippi, of bandleader Walter Barnes. He grew up in Chicago and attended Wendell Phillips High School and received formal music lessons from Nathaniel Clark Smith, and later studied clarinet from Franz Schepp of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, whose other students included Benny Goodman, Buster Bailey, and Jimmy Noon. He formed his own band in 1926 and had a long residency at the Cotton Club in Cicero, Illinois, which was owned by Al Capone's brother. From there, he toured throughout the South and Midwest. He died in Natchez, Mississippi on April 23, 1939, along with 197 others in an arson fire at the Rhythm Club. Here's Walter Barnes and his Royal Creoleans. Thank you. you had three from Walter Barnes and his Royal Criolians. We began with If You're Thinking of Me, written by Guy Lombardo, Julian Davidson, and Arthur Sizemore. That was recorded July 25, 1929. Next, it was My Kind of Love, from December 14, 1928. My Kind of Love was written by Joe Trent and Louis Alter. And we finished up February 27, 1929, with Third Rail, featuring solos by Lawrence Cicero Thomason, trombone, and Walter Barnes on tenor sax. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. And mahalo for listening.